From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. The Indonesian president urges the National Search and Rescue Agency to intensify collaboration. Ministry of Communication and Informatics completes communication infrastructure design for the new state capital, Nusantara. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo, while giving directions at the National Working Meeting of Basarnas 2022 through a video conference from the Jakarta State Palace on Monday, urged the National Search and Rescue Agency, or Basarnas, to strengthen collaboration and mitigation related to disasters by involving all elements, including members of the community. As reported by Antara, President Jokowi called on the Basarnas to involve all elements of society and capitalize on various existing potential while concurrently letting go of sectoral ego while conducting humanitarian operations. Next, we have the Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno has said that his ministry will prepare for the development of the tourism and creative economy sectors at Indonesia's new national capital, Nusantara. It was said by Minister Sandiaga during a weekly press briefing on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He has also stated the development of tourism and creative economy sectors at the new national capital is one of the government's concrete actions to advance the economic sector. Therefore, strong cooperation among the stakeholders is required. We end the national news with the G20 Forum, which is the right platform to discussing the climate change issue comprehensively, given its broad and massive impact on the quality of human life. It was said by an expert on hydrology and water resources, Yanto, PhD, from Jenderal Sudirman University, Purwokerto, on Monday, as quoted by Antara. He has also explained the climate change issue needs to be discussed thoroughly through a number of discussions at the G20 Forum, since the impact of the issue is very broad, including the economic impact and the impact on the quality of human life. Now we move to the international news. Japan will likely join U.S.-led sanctions on Russia, including a ban on chip and other key technology exports, should President Vladimir Putin order an invasion of Ukraine. As reported by Reuters.com, a decision by the world's number 3 economy to join its U.S. ally and other G20 industrialized nations in threatening economic sanctions from the U.K., the technology export ban Japan is molding would be broader than that imposed on Russia in 2014 after it occupied the Crimea, with Tokyo also molding tighter restrictions on Russian banks. Next, Australia condemns Russia's decision to recognize 2 regions in Ukraine controlled by separatists as independent and will be in lockstep with its allies on any sanctions on Russia. It was stated by Prime Minister Scott Morrison on Tuesday, as reported by Reuters.com. Morrison stated during a media briefing that Russia should unconditionally move its troops behind its own borders and stop threatening the neighbors. We end the news with all COVID restrictions that will end in England on Thursday and free mass testing will stop from April 1st. As reported by BBC.com, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson said from April 1st, the provision of free testing would be targeted to the most vulnerable. But the British Medical Association, a doctors' union, said the plan failed to protect those most at risk from COVID. An opposition party said the Prime Minister has a blueprint out of the pandemic had moved from the tests. And more concern ever the scaling back from the testing. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Indonesia and Spain Support Each Other's Sovereignty.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. Today's Diplomatic Corner is about Ambassador Najib hands over a credential letter to UNWTO Secretary General. Indonesian Ambassador to Spain, Muhammad Najib, handed over a credential letter as Indonesian Permanent Representative for United Nations World Tourism Organization or UNWTO to Secretary General Zurab Pololikasvili at UNWTO headquarters Madrid on Thursday. A written statement from Indonesian Embassy Madrid received in Jakarta on Saturday mentioned that in the meeting with UNWTO Secretary General Najib conveyed five important points. The first is an appreciation for UNWTO's trust in appointing Indonesia as the host for World Tourism Day 2022. He hoped Secretary General Zurab could come to the event in Bali on September 27, 2022. Second, Najib thanks for the nomination of Nglanggeran Village, Gunung Kidul, Yogyakarta as the Best Tourism Village 2021. With this, Yogyakarta will have a new tourism destination. Third, UNWTO is expected to be actively involved in the tourism discussion in the G20 to be held in Indonesia. With the Indonesian G20 presidency, UNWTO is also expected to support the welfare improvement of the global community and Indonesian people by restoring tourism. Fourth, Ambassador Najib is ready to cooperate and support various UNWTO programs to develop the world's tourism that contributes much foreign exchange for many countries in the world, including Indonesia. Fifth, Indonesia supports UNWTO's initiative to make a common health protocol that applies in the whole world so that it can be a reference for many countries as part of restoring tourism. Meanwhile, the UNWTO Secretary General appreciated Indonesia for their performance in developing the country's tourism industry and recovering tourism amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, listener, that was Diplomatic Corner, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today in history begins with February 22, 1958, United Arab Republic Agreement signed. The United Arab Republic is a country that was formed between 1958 and 1961. This republic is a combination of Egypt and Syria. The United Arab Republic is the idea of Jamal Abdel Nasser. The United Arab Republic is the first step towards realizing a pan-Arab state. President Nasser and President Shukri al-Quwatli signed the Unity Agreement on 22 February 1958. Nasser was sworn in as President of the United Arab Republic and Cairo was made its capital. Turned to February 22, 1978, Istiqlal Mosque inaugurated. Istiqlal Mosque was founded as a part of the lighthouse construction project by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, with the groundbreaking on August 24, 1961. The mosque located in the heart of Jakarta was inaugurated by President Suharto on February 22, 1978. Istiqlal is still listed as the largest mosque in Southeast Asia. This mosque can accommodate up to 200,000 worshippers to pray in it. The Istiqlal Mosque is also the embodiment of various symbols. The name Istiqlal comes from an Arabic word meaning free. This name used as a form of gratitude for the independence of the Indonesian nation. The location of the Istiqlal Mosque, which is adjacent to the Jakarta Cathedral Church, is also a symbol of tolerance. I will end today in history with February 22, 1997. Dolly the sheep, first cloned mammal announced. On 22 February 1997, a team of British scientists led by Ian Wilmot at the Roslin Institute near Edinburgh, Scotland, announced the existence of a female lamb named Dolly. Dolly to be special because she was the first mammal to be completely cloned. This cloning research is a collaboration between the Roslin Institute, which is part of the University of Edinburgh, and the biotechnology company PPL Therapeutics. Well, listener, that was today in history, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging.
van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated, the Indonesian G20 presidency encourages concrete steps for three priority areas, namely the global health architecture, digital economic transformation, and energy transition. Erlangga Hartarto, in a written statement last Thursday, February 17, said, in the health sector, an important aspect promoted by the Indonesian presidency is the global response and inclusiveness in overcoming the COVID-19 pandemic, especially for the affordability and accessibility of vaccine and strengthening the global health architecture. Regarding digital transformation efforts, Erlangga said, Indonesia emphasized the importance of the availability of the digital infrastructure or hardware, such as fiber optic networks, so that various digital platforms can be affordable and easily accessible. He gave an example of a government program, namely the pre-employment card, as part of digital transformation in the form of digital training mechanism to improve the quality of Indonesian human resources. Training in the form of skilling, reskilling, and upskilling is done digitally. The pre-employment card is also a semi-social assistance platform for people affected by the pandemic. For the energy transition, Indonesia is reviewing the appropriate financing mechanism in order to realize transformation steps that are driven by investment in renewable energy. The sector is being developed in various regions in Indonesia, including related to hydropower and diesel, carbon capture and storage technology, all of which require a large amount of financing. Erlangga also added, in line with the Glasgow Climate Pact, Indonesia has also launched an innovative financing scheme in order to accelerate the closures of coal-based power plants. He revealed Indonesia is cooperating with the Asian Development Bank ADB through the energy transition mechanism and utilizing ammonia gas for power generation. For that, innovative financing solution and scheme and international support are really needed, and this is in line with the Glasgow's commitment. The focus of Indonesian government regarding the electricity aspect is affordability and availability of technology and commitment to implementation.
Tapi tidak tahu
editor was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, if you are traveling to various cities in Indonesia, do not miss to try variety of its culinary specialties. If you go to Medan, North Sumatra, you must try a variety of culinary delights, especially the snacks. One of the typical foods that you must try is Chee Cheong Fun. Chee Cheong Fun is made from rice flour and tang mian, or flour made from wheat starch. This Chee Cheong Fun sheet has a soft texture similar to the texture of kway tiao noodles. This Medan snack is an adaptation of the culinary arts of the Chinese community. Chee Cheong Fun is usually served in chunks and drizzled with soy sauce or spicy sweet sour sauce. A generous sprinkling of fried shallot adds a perfect taste to this food. This Medan's original cuisine has many flavors too. There is a plain taste or no taste. There is also a Chee Cheong Fun with fillings containing beef or pork for non-Muslims. However, now there are many vegetarian versions containing a variety of vegetables. When you eat this special food, it is usually accompanied by fried foods, including uyen, namely shaved taro, formed into balls, then fried. In addition, there is also chai tau kueh, fried radish, which is cut into squares. You can also add somai and lumpia. Chee Cheong Fun is easy to find in street food stands or around school areas in Medan City. The seller usually uses a bicycle or motorbike. Chee Cheong Fun is rarely found in restaurants because the snack is indeed the most typical street food from Medan, North Sumatra. The price is also relatively affordable, around 5,000 rupiah per piece. If you are interested in trying it, come to Medan, North Sumatra. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mudah datang, mudah pergi. Bila kau malam gelap, aku bintangmu. Ku terangi dirimu dengan cintaku, agar kau bisa mencintai cinta dan menyayangi cinta setulus kau menyayangi dirimu, kekasihku. Jangan benci bilang cinta, jangan marah bilang sayang, jangan mendustai hati bila engkau memang suka. Jangan kau merasa jauh bila kau dekat denganku. Jangan kau menganggap cinta mudah datang, mudah pergi.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Tetangga Baru. I'm going to present you a conversation entitled Tetangga Baru, which means new neighbor. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Tetangga Baru, which means new neighbor. This conversation is between Kevin and his new neighbor.
Hi, saya Boris. Saya baru pindah hari ini.
Oh, saya Kevin. Semoga betah di sini.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Pindah, pindah, which means move. Baru pindah, which means just moved. Hari ini, which means today. Saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini. Which means I just moved today. Semoga Anda betah di sini. Semoga Anda betah di sini. Which means I hope you enjoy living here. Ibu kamu ada. Ibu kamu ada. Which means is your mother here? Beliau baru datang. Beliau baru datang. Which means she just come. Beliau baru pergi. Beliau baru pergi. Which means she just left. In the dialogue, you listen to the statement, saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. In Indonesian, the word baru, which means just, is used to state an event which just happened. To state the thing, the word baru is followed by a verb, such as pindah, which means move. Pergi, which means go. And datang, which means come. For example, saya baru pindah hari ini. Saya baru pindah hari ini, which means I just moved today. Another example of the word usage of baru, which means just, that shows an event which just happens, can be found in this following dialogue. Ibu kamu ada, which means is your mother here? Ada, beliau baru datang. Ada, beliau baru datang. Which means, yes, she is. She just come. Beliau baru pergi. Beliau baru pergi. Which means, she just left. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Hai, saya Boris. Saya baru pindah hari ini.
Oh, saya Kevin. Semoga betah di sini.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Senjaku telah redup dan pamit ketika pun namaku penuh seutuhnya. Kau yang singgah tapi tak sungguh. Kau yang singgah tapi tak sungguh. Orang perempuan yang memintamu untuk pulang.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Welcome to Getting Over Dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Tudung Periuk by Siska Amiza. The song Tudung Periuk, which means Hood of the Pot, comprises the lines of pantun or rhyming poetry. This song tells about the life of the Malay people who have to keep or cover up bad things like the function of the hood of the pot as a cover for the contents of the pot itself. The song Tudung Periuk is also associated with bad cloth. For the Malays in the past, bed cloth had a very high value. Today, the cloth is not worth a penny. The value of the bed cloth in the song is very high because it is used to wipe away tears. Tears are a symbol of sadness and grief. Well, listener, here is the Malay song, Tudung Periuk by Siska Amiza. Enjoy the song.
Tudung periuk
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.